Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katil Blad. Parasha Ki Tisa, When You Lift Up. Week 21, Second Aliyah. Now, Moses used to take the tent and pitch it outside the camp, far off from the camp, and he called it the Tent of Meeting. And everyone who sought the Lord would go out of the Tent of Meeting, which was outside the camp. Exodus 33, verse 7. Why going out of society? The Eternal's revealed presence had left the camp. He didn't want to dwell among his people due to the golden calf sin. The impact of that sin was such that the Jewish people has had to be punished in each generation for it. Instead of exterminating them completely on that moment, the Eternal divided the judgment so that it would fall on the people in parts. This is one of the reasons that the people has suffered so much along history. Since the Eternal didn't want to dwell among the people, Moshe didn't want to either. As the teacher is, so is the disciple. Moshe didn't want to live among a people that was capable of such atrocity, to form an image of Apis, false god from Egypt, call it the Eternal's name and honoring it with sacrifices and orgies. Therefore, all those who wanted to seek the Eternal had to leave the camp and visit Moshe's tent. This teaches us several things. First, the one who wants to come close to the Eternal will have to move away from an idolatry practicing society and congregation. Second, the one who wants to come close to the Eternal has to approach the Torah of the Eternal and his spirit-filled leaders. Moshe was a mediator between the Eternal and the people, and all who wanted to meet with the Eternal had to come to Moshe. Dear disciple of Yeshua, keep away from all idolatry-related systems. Don't share the lifestyle of mundane people around you. Seek the Eternal, not only in a personal way, but also through the leaders that he's given to the people of the righteous ones. Get close to those who know the Eternal, his Torah, and the Messiah, the ones that know him well, and you'll remain spiritually healthy. May it all go well, and may you be healthy. Shalom.